I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. Well, it's the last Sunday of the year. Here we are, wrapping up 2018. Can you believe it? I'm so glad you're with us today. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And I am in the studio with my good friend, Michelle Baum. Hey,
good
Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. This is, yeah, I am so excited for 2019, and it's just, I'm excited to be here.
I know. I'm excited for 2019, too. I'm just like, this is going to be the best year ever. I always feel like that, though. You know, you get to the end of the year, and you've accomplished some things, but there's still some major goals that you didn't get to tick off your list. So you're like, okay, this is going to be
2019 is my year.
How many times do we say that, right? But this is really it.
But you know what? I believe it every year.
I love it. Believe. And I love that you said that word because, as you know, every Sunday, one of our favorite things to do on the radio show is to dive into that weekly winning word that we send you in your weekly winning resource that you receive every Sunday afternoon and just talk to our guests. A lot of times there are business members. Michelle is a business member of I've Decided. You own Inspired Salon.
Yes, yes.
Which we love. That's over in Pekin.
Right, in Sunset Plaza.
Yes, and a proud business member of I've Decided and offers resources to you guys to help you be successful in your goals and dreams. And so we just want to have those conversations to kind of dive deeper in our weekly winning word and give you some content that you can think about during the week as you use that tool and resource to help you be successful. We give you your weekly winning quote and we give you your weekly winning kind of a task that you can do, something that you can do to remind you of the word and help you stay on track for whatever your goals and dreams are. And this is a big week.
It is.
This is a big week for us because our success planner and journal today marks the first week in our 2019 success planners and journals. And the very first weekly winning word for our very first motivational and success journal is the word believe.
Yes. I have been so excited for this planner and journal. I love planners. I've tried them all, and this is just, it's so great that you're doing this.
Well, thank you. I've had this idea in my pocket for a long, long time, and I just decided to go. You know, sometimes you just have to go for it.
Yep.
And we're learning and we're growing, and this is our first one, and they're going to get better every year, but this is a great start, and we're excited about it. And I couldn't, but I have to say this. I really want to move the microphone over to you, Michelle, because when I thought of the word believe, you're the first person that popped in my mind.
Really?
Now, you're the first person that pops in my mind when I think of dreams and inspire, those words too, obviously.
Yes.
But I love your story so much about how you just had this big idea and you went for it. You believed you could do it. You're like that shirt says, she believed she could. And she did.
And she did.
And so I just want everybody to hear your story because I think it will inspire them to believe in their dreams too. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we want to do. So tell us who you are and how you landed owning your own salon. It's a great story.
Oh, gosh. It's such a long, long story. But we'll give you
25 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll give you the 25-minute version of the history of Michelle Baum. So I opened Inspired Salon and Boutique in Pekin. And we signed the lease. We just last week celebrated our I've Decided Day, which I came in and I brought the team some chocolate and flowers. And I said, guys, it's our anniversary. And they're like, what? I said, it's a made up day. It's our I've decided day. And they're like,
I love it.
I didn't get you anything. I said, well, I made up the holiday. So, but our I've decided day, it was 2 years ago, just last week, that we walked through the doors of what is now Inspired. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I was not looking to open a business. I was going there looking with a friend. And as soon as I walk in, every cell in my body said, this is it. This is where you're supposed to be.
But you were on a kind of a journey to get to there because you had some life events happen that kind of threw you in a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
So my background originally is in finance. I worked as a lender for many years. That's what my degree's in. And I thought that that's what I would do for the rest of my life. And then I had kids. And it turns out that working for somebody else wasn't working for me. And so I left that job, a job I loved. And that was tough, but I really wanted to open my own business. And so I started with a handbag company. It was a direct sales company. And I worked for them for 7 years. And I loved that job. I was amazing at it. I got to build this incredible team. We were number two in the nation. And then we get a phone call and the doors are closed that day. While we're on the call, it was be on this phone call tomorrow. And while we were on the phone call, it was your websites are shut down. Sorry. I was devastated. Like, I really did grieve that like a death.
You weren't expecting it. There was no warning, what I was trying to say.
No, I mean, you know, we all speculated that we knew that things were tough and that we were working really hard. And I mean, our team was doing amazing and we're doing all the right things. And sometimes, even when you're doing all the right things, it doesn't work out.
Well, that means one door closes, another one opens.
And that's exactly why it happened. I mean, I feel bad for all the other people that worked for that company because it had to close so that I could pursue my dream. So I feel bad that happened to all of them too, but
right. Well, it had to happen for them too, because that's the only reason why it happened.
It had to happen because I never would have left there. And my job was done there. I had grown all I could grow. I had done all, I wasn't aware at the time, but looking back now, I had done everything I could do there.
You learned what you needed to learn so that you could actually go on to fulfill your real dream.
Yes.
And real purpose.
And I think, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm so devastated. And I was talking to myself, oh my God, this is so awful. I can't believe I'm going through all this. Why did this happen to me? And, you know, then you go in that downward spiral. And I kind of lived there for a few months. Honestly, I lived in that negative space. Unfortunately, when bad things happen, your brain reverts to that animal instinct, the survival, and you just go into negative where you're always looking for danger. You're always on high alert. And for somebody that has anxiety issues, that's really not a good situation to be in, you know? So I really, really struggled during that time.
Well, and you lost your team. You lost your tribe.
Yes.
So that tribe, that motivation, that inspiration that you were getting filled up with, you kind of...
It was gone.
It was gone.
Overnight. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Those were people that I talked to all day, every day. And suddenly I had no reason to call them anymore.
Right.
Aww. And it was just... Yeah, it was... Again, just
no.
Awful.
I can. Only imagine. You know. I can only imagine. I can imagine that was just a terrible time.
Yeah. So after a couple months, I kind of started thinking like, okay, you need to put on your big girl pants, and you are made for something better.
I was just sitting there thinking. So after a couple months, you did what I know you would do. Yes. You put your big girl pants on.
Oh, I cried for a real long time, right, and then I got over it. You know,
you have to do that sometimes. So, by the way. Side note, if you're listening and you're tuning in and you're in that place that Michelle's talking about and you're mourning a loss of something, it's okay to cry.
It's okay.
It's okay to be there. It's okay. You need to go through that process, right?
I mean,
you have, it's a need, it's a necessity, it's a have to.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up if you're in that place.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get through it and you'll do like Michelle.
Yeah.
And you'll figure out one day you'll wake up and you'll say, okay, this is it. I've got to do something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So then I started looking around at different opportunities. And I know all the best people. Oh, my gosh. I had so many amazing friends in this company that were other entrepreneurs and had done other things. And I kind of just sat back and waited. You know, I kept saying I have all the pieces. So I knew I wanted to do something with a boutique. And maybe it's an online boutique or maybe it's a retail. I don't know what it is. You know, and I just kept saying I have all the pieces, but I just can't quite figure them out yet. And when I don't know what to do, I do nothing. When I when I am ready and that voice inside me says, do this, try and stop me.
Right.
I mean, just try and get my way.
I think that we're kindred spirits. Yeah. I'm a little like that myself. I'm like, if I'm not sure, I just kind of don't do anything. Right. But then when I feel like this is it, I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stay out of my way because she's decided.
Bulldozer, yes.
She's decided. Right. And So I was in that waiting that this doesn't feel right. Maybe I'll do this. That doesn't quite feel right. So my brother was getting married and I was in a salon, and that's not my usual hangout. You know, I'm not somebody that's I honestly did not even own a flat iron when I bought the salon.
That's correct.
And everybody that I talked to, I said,
as we're both here with our little slick back ponytails, you guys can't see it, but
right.
We have our little ponytails going. Doesn't look like we've been in a salon today, does it?
I am not somebody that you look at and are like when I tell people I own a salon, they go, really?
I don't think they go, really.
No, not
you're
as much anymore.
You're cute and fashionable.
Well, I'm getting better because I have a team of people now that are like, you're representing our brand, so get over here. Sit in this chair. I gotta fix you.
That's funny.
Yeah, but anyways, so I'm in the salon getting my hair done, and I was just kind of having this quiet moment with myself. My mom's there. My sister's there. And it was like somebody came up and slapped me in the face and said, this is where you're supposed to be. I'm like, what? Like, I do not have any interest in this business at all. Like, what? Why? Why would that even happen? So then I'm sitting there getting my hair done, and the girl that was doing it, she was amazing. Like, I finally saw this as art, which is something that excites me and something I could get behind. And the way she was doing it, and then I could look around and see all these people in chairs having conversations. Connection excites me.
Right.
I love service. I love being able to connect with people. That's exciting. Ooh, I like that. And then the financial part of my brain kicked in and I'm like, wait a minute. This is a valuable business. There's a lot of opportunity here. So by the time I had gotten out of the chair, an hour later.
The chair where you had the vision.
By the time I'd gotten out of the chair, I had already thought, okay, I'm supposed to go to beauty school. I could figure out how to cut somebody's hair. Like,
up.
I could
so
learn.
You're just thinking you need to, thinking that's what you need
that's
to do.
That's what I need to do. I need to go to beauty school. So I meet up with my husband at the wedding, and I was super chipper, which I haven't been in a few months. And he's like, what's up? I said, I'm going to beauty school, and it's going to be great, and I'm going to start on Monday. And he just laughs because it's not the craziest thing I've ever said. So he's like, okay, we're going to beauty school. So I went Monday, and turns out that like everything in me was like, you can't, this isn't right. This isn't where you're supposed to be. And initially I thought that was just fear. Like, okay, fear's going to, because I've had that experience before where I know I need to do something and fear is like going to try and stop you. But this felt different. Because it was that uneasy, like, maybe this doesn't feel right.
Well, it does
right.
Take a little talent.
Yeah.
A little bit of a natural talent to do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I can't even pick the back of my hair.
No.
You got to be able.
And, like, they're talking about products, and aren't they super excited? And I looked around and saw all the other girls, like, really, really excited about it, about, you know, the product or something that they were using. And I'm like, I don't think I can do that. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just, you know, I'm going to sit with this for a little while. So months later, this was months down the road. It was actually the second week in December. I had a friend that owned a salon, and she had it with a partner, and they were not getting along, and they were breaking up and going to go their separate ways. And so she and I just had lunch to talk and see how she was doing, and she said she wanted to go find a small place just for her. So I said, well, I'll go help you, you know. I'll just go with you. And the rest is history. No.
And that's when you had the I've decided moment.
That's when we went into the salon looking for just a tiny one-room place. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And in the time, we live in Germantown Hills, and this place is in Pekin. So I have no business opening a business in Pekin, especially when there was an empty salon right across the street from my house. But it spoke to me. This was a salon with 50 years of history. The original owners had retired about 2 years before, and it just sat vacant, and somebody had to come in there and bring new life to it. And that somebody was going to be me. And so the time it took for me to drive from Pekin to Germantown Hills, I decided, I walked in, my husband said, so is your friend going to get the place? And I said, nope, I am.
Now, did you tell her you can't have this space because I'm going to take
it? Well, I said, what are you going to do? And she said, I'm not doing this. This is way too much work. And I said, well, if I do it, would you come with me? And she's like, she gives me the look that you're giving me right now. And like, really? And I said, I'll run the business. You run the salon. I don't need to know how to do hair to run a salon. Like,
no, it's a business. You need to know accounting and you've got that.
I know how to run a business.
Right.
I know how to build a great team. I've done that over and over and over again. I am great at getting women to start their own business and helping them along the way. And that's essentially what you're doing for every person that's standing behind those chairs. So to me, it made absolute sense. Like, yes, I'm perfectly equipped to do this. So I was always confused when I would tell other salon owners, you know, or other stylists that I don't do that. And they're like, what? How do you?
You own a salon,
I don't do hair. Yeah.
If you're listening to this and this, if you're not smiling right now, I just don't even know what to say because my cheeks are hurting. I'm sitting over here smiling from ear to ear just listening to that story because I'm telling you, there is nothing that I love to hear more than success stories and dreams coming to fruition. It just gets me fired up. And I hope if you're listening, you are fired up too. And you are getting excited about your dreams and your goals in 2019 because it is December the 30th.
Yes.
And it is time. What is it that you have been wanting to do? What are you dreaming about? What is that burning desire? I want you to make a commitment. Decide right now, listening to this show, that you're going to take one little baby step. Mm-hmm. Take one baby step towards that dream.
Yes.
No matter what it is, what can you do? You can do one thing. You can take one baby step. And one step, which Michelle and I would love for you to take, is to join our community and be with us.
Absolutely.
At our kickoff Motivational and Leadership Conference series on January 19th at Richwoods High School. You can come and visit Michelle, visit her table, talk to her, and get a hug from her because it's a good hug and you'll be so inspired. And just, you know, learn from our speakers, meet and mingle with people who are motivated, positive people who will encourage you and inspire you. It's so inexpensive. It's only $12.99 a month to join our community. When you do that, you get all three motivational and leadership conferences throughout the year, every year. You get your annual success planner and journal, a new one every year. You get exclusive discounts to our local businesses that are involved with us, like Inspire Salon. Thank you for your discount that you give to our community and business members. And you get your weekly winning resource to keep you on track weekly. Just a great, great, great community. Oh, and our success rallies.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Those are starting the fourth Friday of January at our new space, formerly called The Garden, where dreams grow. It'll be a social for our community members and our business members from 4:30 to 6 on the fourth Friday to kind of come together and connect and just share stories, just like what you're hearing today.
And you forgot the most important part, Kim.
Oh, what is that?
You get a tribe.
Yes.
That is... I would not be who I am today without my tribe, without having those people that I could go to and say, yes, I know I don't own a flat iron, but I own a salon. And they say, awesome.
You can do it.
I want to do that too. You know, like.
That's right.
You need those people in your life. And there's so many other groups that, you know, I think are missing that piece of it, that inspirational, that motivational piece where you can just come in the room to those success rallies or the BYOBs, and you feel that energy.
Yeah.
People are happy to see you. I mean, I leave there like floating out the door.
Yes.
Even when things get tough, that is where I am on Thursday mornings because I know I'm going to feel better when I leave.
I love it. And the other most important thing, which this is complimentary, is our I've Decided TV. And Michelle is the host of Inspired. Yep. And so we haven't even talked about that because I want to kind of see how that's going.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you get the point. This is a great first step for you. Take that step. Join our community. If you need to finish your education, sign up for one class.
Yes.
Make that step. If you want to open your own business, start doing some investigating. Start, you know, looking into what that might be. If you want to write your own book, you know, start on one page. Just write something down. Do something.
And Kim, I know somebody is listening right now that is thinking about how miserable they are, how they so need a change in their life. That person that's listening right now, I'm talking to you. This is where you need to be. Hear my voice as clearly as I heard it that day. This is where you're supposed to be. And join the community. Take that first step. Of course, you need to have the spark of inspiration and the motivation. But the motivation follows the action. You tell us that all the
time.
That's right.
The emotion follows that action.
Yeah, you will get that feeling of motivation when you take those first steps. Anything that's ever been done, that's ever been amazing and inspiring, all started with those million little steps that you have to take to get there. Everybody sees the big idea, the big spark of inspiration, but they don't see the million steps that it took to get there. And some of those are crawling, you know, like
being drugged behind.
Yes, sometimes when I can't even walk, when I can't crawl, I got my tribe dragging me.
I love it. I don't know why I just got this. I see myself like this all the time. Yes. Okay, remember the movie The Titanic?
Yes, yes.
At the very end of the scene, when the star actress, I don't even know her name, but
Kate Winslet or
Kate
something.
Winslet, yeah. Yes. But she's the star of the show. She's the girl, the main girl, and she's in the ocean freezing. Her body's blue, and she's got that whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, she can't even blow the whistle.
Yeah.
You feel like that.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Yes.
When I feel like I'm Kate Winslet in that movie,
blowing the whistle,
nobody can hear me, just begging, barely hanging on for dear life. You get that feeling.
Yeah, you do. And if you have a tribe to help you, then it's that much easier. That's what keeps you going. And honestly, you know, I love talking about the great things that have come from owning a business. I mean, that's really what I try and focus on. But it's not easy. It's not always easy. And 2018 was not my friend. I'm not sad to see him go. It's been a rough year. And when we opened that business, we had a family crisis. And for this last year, it's been white knuckling through sometimes. But I believed that I would be able to figure it out. I mean, I could have closed the doors and walked away and nobody would have blamed me.
Right.
But I believed in my ability to figure things out. And I believed in the vision that I have for it. And every single day, it was just that little step, little step, little step. What can I do today? What's going to help today to get you through? And you got to, that's what believing is. It's not knowing the answer. It's just knowing that you'll be able to figure it out when it comes.
Mm-hmm. So. Believe, the definition, accept that something is true, especially without proof.
Yes.
You know it in your gut, you know it in your heart, and you just believe that it's true. And that's what your story is.
Yes.
You had that moment where you knew that this is what you were supposed to do, and I just love it.
Yeah.
You went for it, you walked into that salon, and you came home and said, I'm doing it.
Even with the, you know, sometimes it's the absence of fear. I don't know. Maybe it's some people call that foolishness. I don't.
or just being a little naive. Understanding. But that's okay. That's what, you know, God can work with that.
Yeah.
Because then we do things that the person who may know better.
Right. Yeah.
Would never do. Right.
And that's a great benefit for me being on the outside looking in, because I don't, that won't work. Well, why? Why won't it work?
Right.
Oh, because nobody's ever done it? Well, let's try and see what happens. You know, you've got to be willing to try and fail. Fail every single day. And eventually, you'll get it right.
Yeah. But you hit the nail on the head. Achieving success is hard.
It is so hard.
Why? It's hard because life's hard.
Yeah.
You know, life is tough. Things happen.
Yes.
Bad things happen. We have to face things that are tough.
Yes.
That we don't want to face. And, you know, taking that step to follow your dream doesn't mean that life gets easier.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it gets harder because now you're stepping into your purpose.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a spiritual realm out there, believe it or not, there is a spiritual realm out there that says, we don't want you to fulfill your purpose.
Mm.
So the daggers start flying.
Mm-hmm.
When you step into your purpose, you better be ready to...
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get attacked. That's the way it goes.
And I had that I definitely had that moment that you're talking about. And I like it's seared in my memory. I have a lot of those moments in the last 10 years of my life when I've really started being more mindful of my thoughts and my feelings and what I believe. And I had a moment. It was actually a week after we opened. And my husband got really sick. And it was over a year of just trying to figure things out. And I remember sitting in my backyard, just on my knees in the rain. Why is this happening to me? What is the purpose of this? Why do I have to go through all of this? And that quiet voice in me, the same one that spoke to me and said, this is where you're supposed to be. The same one that made the hair on the back of my neck stood up, said, we're preparing you. Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate it.
I just got holy chills. Yes. I don't call them goosebumps. I call them holy chills.
Holy chills.
I just felt the spirit just pour through me. Oh, my Lord.
But I'm like, okay, I'm being prepared. I guess what I had isn't, I need more than what I had to be wherever I'm supposed to be. So that's why I have to go through this. You were given this mountain to prove to other people that it could be moved. So sorry, here's your mountain. Get climbing. And I'm like, okay.
I love it.
Message
you
received.
You got a big job.
Yeah,
Michelle, I got a big job to do.
You
got a big job.
So because I had a big job, you know, you got to be tested along the way.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. And so many people, when they get those little tests, are like, see, look, I knew I wasn't supposed to do
this.
Right. See, I knew this wasn't going to work out. Everybody said it wasn't going to work. And look. Here's proof.
Well, this is my other famous line.
Yeah.
Disappointment is not disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So I like that.
Disappointments are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's just life.
Yeah.
You're going to be disappointed. You're going to realize, man, this is harder than I thought. Someone you love is going to get sick. You experience it with your husband. You know, life is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And those are definitely disappointments. But it's, you know, disaster is when you say, forget it.
Right.
When you throw the towel in, when you, like what you said before, you could have just locked the door and walked away.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Right.
And you, because you're tough.
Yeah.
And you got what it takes. And that little voice, which I like to call the Holy Spirit, but that little voice that you hear picked you.
Yeah.
Because you're tough.
Yeah.
Because he knew you could do it.
Right.
And
yeah, I totally believe that.
That's what happens to all of us.
And you know, that voice that's the voice that tells me, yes, you're on the right track. No, you're not. Keep going. Do this, do this, do this. But you run into all these roadblocks. I mean, you come up and the door's locked. Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess I'll just quit. No, find another door. There's a million doors.
Right.
You know, find another way around. Go over, under, through, whatever. But if you just take no for no, and not ask why or how or what can I do different, then it's not going to work. You're right. They will all be right. But I'm telling you, there's another alternative. And that alternative is just keep taking the baby steps until it works out. Just do it until.
Yeah.
It will work out.
I don't know.
Statistically, it's going to take you 2 years.
In Ephesians 6, it says, when you've done everything you can do, when you have opted every option that you see, when you feel like you cannot stand anymore, stand. I know.
I love it.
That is one of my life verses.
Yeah.
Because when you own your own business like you and I do, you hit the, you know, you do feel alone a lot of times. We're having to pull the weight of the world, it seems.
Yes.
And I know you guys listening, if you're in this situation, you feel the same way. And maybe you feel that way in your home, like you're in your home and you feel like you're carrying the weight of your home, your career, your family, your friends, like, you know,
everybody. Yes.
Everybody. But when you think you cannot stand for another second, keep standing.
Oh,
and that's what
that
scripture says in Ephesians 6. And I can't remember the exact chapter, but I know it's in Ephesians 6. It's a part of the armor that we need to put on. But I love it. It's one of my life verses that I live by because it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you're a leader in any capacity, you're told, and I do believe that there's some truth to this because, you know, there's there's certain distinctions that you have to make as a leader. But, you know, you're not allowed to be vulnerable. You're not allowed to be weak. You're not allowed to, because your team is counting on you. They're looking to you for guidance, support. And that's whether you're the leader of your business or of your family. If you are the leader, they need you. You don't get to quit. And I do believe that, but I also think there's some value in saying I need help, or I'm not feeling great today. And you know what? I'm going to give myself some grace, and I'm still going to keep going. I'm still showing up every day. And that's one thing that I did always do, even when it was the absolute worst. I still showed up every day.
You still stood.
Sometimes I couldn't do much. Sometimes I'd be there and I'd just be a zombie, but I was in the building. Like,
you showed up.
I just kept showing up. And right. Every day it gets easier and easier and easier the more you show up.
Yeah. I love that. Such a great show. I can't believe our 30 minutes is up.
Oh my gosh,
Michelle.
Already?
I know. To be continued.
Yes.
We need to have another show.
We talk about a lot of these on the Inspired show. Yes. We've got literally just a few seconds.
Okay. We're a little over, but they can join you on Inspired.
Yes. We are the first Tuesday of every single month. And have some great guests. We always try and tie it into the weekly winning word. So our guests, let's see, it'll be this coming Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
It'll already be the first Tuesday. So we're going to talk a little bit about Believe. And we're going to discuss how they've reached some pretty impressive goals by just believing that they could.
That's awesome.
But every month it's a different topic, different guests, and all things that inspire you.
It's all over social media, on our I've Decided page, on YCast Studio, Peoria Life, and also on ITV Broadband Channel 17 cable channel on Tuesdays at 12:30.
Yes, what you said.
And go visit Michelle Salon Inspired.
Yes,
we'd
love to have you.
It's just a short little jaunt. It takes not long to get over to Pekin. Go visit her, Inspired Salon. Check her out. Let her know you heard her on the radio show. And join our community. Don't forget. And be with us at the conference January 19th. IveDecided.org. Check us out. Michelle, thanks for being here today.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in and joining our conversation. We appreciate you. Have a great day. Enjoy this last Sunday of 2018, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to IveDecided.org. What will you decide?